اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Assalamu alaikum, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. We are here, alhamdulillah, with you again with another Quranic session. So, Ali Nasir, Fawad, Hassan and Hussein, today we will talk about Ayah 18 of Surah Ali Imran on page 52. Yes?
Yes.
So,
yes.
We ask our brothers and sisters who are now listening to IRIB English Radio, please have your Quran with you. Turn to page 52, ayah 18 of Surah Ali Imran. We will listen to this ayah and then inshallah we'll continue our class.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Shahidallahu annahu la ilaha illa huwa wal malaikatu wa ulul ilmi qa'iman bil qist. لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم.
Great, nice recitation. Now we will practice. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So I'll recite. Make sure you carefully listen and then repeat after me. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط.
شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم قائما بالقسط.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم.
لا إله إلا هو العزيز الحكيم.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. Allah Almighty bears witness that there is no God except Him, and so do the angels and those who possess knowledge. Maintainer of justice is Allah, right? There is no God, لا إله إلا هو, except Him, okay? The Almighty, Al-Aziz, Al-Hakim, the All-Wise. This ayah is an important ayah. So, one of the verses, one of the ayat that we can use, okay, to prove the oneness of Allah Almighty from the Quran is this ayah. Sometimes, Ali Nasir says, Fawad, Ali Nasir says that I believe that God is one. Okay? Everybody says Ali Nasir, come on. So Fawad says, I believe Allah is one. There is no God, la ilaha illallah. There is no God except Allah Almighty. Hussein says, I say. So look, we bear witness. We testify, yes, that there is no God except God, Allah Almighty. So, but look, in this ayah, Allah Almighty himself says that I bear witness that there is no God except me. Allah Almighty himself in the Quran, Shahid Allah, he bears witness. Allah bears witness. Allah testifies that there is no Lord, there is no God except him. It's an important thing, yes?
Yes.
Once we do this, once Allah Almighty himself, we can't compare this. Wal malaika, also the angels bear witness, okay, that there is no Lord except God, except Allah Almighty. Wa ulul ilm, and those who possess knowledge, like the scholars, those who have understood, man arafa nafsahu faqad arafa rabbah, those who have understood, those who have the knowledge of Allah Almighty, okay, those who know, so they also bear witness that there is no Lord except Allah Almighty. So, قَائِمًا بِالْقِسْطِ, while this God is a maintainer of justice, while this Lord is a fair Lord. And لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ, there is no God but Him, Al-Aziz, two of the attributes of Allah Almighty. Al-Aziz, He is the Almighty. He has the all power. And Al-Hakim, He is the all-wise. Got it? So, of course, we have a lot of good explanations, interpretation, at-tafsir, okay? I want you to refer to the tafsir, inshallah, for more explanation. Since we don't have much time, we'll move on with the tajweed rules, but make sure, yes, you do so, okay?
Qur'ani fi qalbi dawman yaghmurni min fayd diya ayatul
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
Now we'll mention some of the important tajweed rules. And then inshallah we'll finish the class and we'll be here with you inshallah in the coming sessions. Shahid Allah. First and foremost, we have to mention some of the important letters that you need to pay attention to the pronunciation, the correct pronunciation. Hussein, the first one I think is ha, right? The letter ha.
Yes, shahida. Ha,
yeah, shahida. Do not say that, shahida. Right? Shahida, yes. No. Shahida. If you say shahida, it changes the meaning. Shahida. Shahida Allahu. Again. La annahu la ilaha illahu. Look how many we have. Wa ulul ilm wal malaikatu wa ulul ilm qa'iman bil qist. La ilaha illahu. Al-Aziz, Al-Hakim, ha-ha. Now this one is ha-ha. The next letter, which is important, is waw. Make sure you don't produce a sound like V in English. Wal-Malaika, no. Wal-Malaika, like you say, what? When? Wow. Like this sound, okay? Don't say waw. Very, not this V, okay? It produces the sound of W, okay? Not the V. This is important. Ayn is important. Wa ulul ilm, ayn, hamza, the differences. And then qa, 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 heavy sound, qaf, qist, ta is important, right, Fawad?
Yes.
And yeah, that's all. Inshallah, pay attention. Now, the tajweed rules. Shahida Allahu. Shahida. Dal has a fatha. The next word is the word Allah. Shahida Allahu. Allah. The lam will produce a heavy sound. Of course. Yes?
Yes.
Shahida Allahu. Why? Mm-hmm.
Because the letter before the word Allah has a fatha.
Has a fatha on the top. Shahid Allah. Right? Annahu la annahu. Nun mushaddad. Produce a nasal sound. Also what? Prolong it for two counts. Annahu la ilaha. La ilaha. Both are jais. La ilaha. La ilaha. Right? Yes. Why mad is jais? How do you know mad is jais or wajib?
Because the mad, alif mad, and the mad, hamza, are not in the same word.
Ah, so the rule is this, Fawad, yeah? If the hamza that you have, which is harf, which is sababul mad, and alif mad, waw mad, ya mad, which are huruful mad. If huruful mad, any of the huruful mad, doesn't matter, waw mad, alif mad, ya mad. If one of this with the hamza, which is sababul mad, if they are in the same word, in one word, you have to produce the sound, the prolong the sound. The mad becomes wajib for six counts. But if they are not in the same word, they are in two different words. Like, la, harful mad, alif mad, is in the word la. And ilaha, mad, which is sababul mad, is in another word. Two different words, two separate words.
Yes.
So, in this case, the mad is not wajib to stretch. It is jais. You can stretch it for two counts, three counts, four counts, five counts, six counts. Jais, it's up to you, right? If you love, la ilaha. If you're tired, la ilaha. Right? It's up to you. Okay? I mean, like, the mad is jais.
Yes.
La ilaha illa huwa wal malaika. But the word malaika, the mad is wajib.
Yes.
Malaika. Alif mad, malaa, and sababul mad all in the same word. Malaikatu wa ulul. Ulul no. Do you see the waw? It has a sukun on the top.
Yes.
Yes.
So it has a sukun on the top. It means don't read the waw. Wa ulul.
Not you should keep it fast.
Short vowel sound. As if there is no waw. Wa ulul ilmi. Ulul ilmi. Qa'iman bil qist. Qa. One important rule. Heavy sound. Iman. Tanween plus ba. Do you see the baby meme on the top of qa'ima? Huh? Do you see that meme on the top of meme?
Yes.
That meme on the top of meme tells you an important rule. Iqlab. Right?
Qa'iman,
qa'iman.
So every time iqlab happens,
you see that baby meme on the top. With tanween or if it's nun saakin also, you see a baby meme on the top of nun saakin. That's the sign of iqlab. It tells you change the tanween sound or the noon sound into a hidden meme sound.
Half
meme sound. As if there should be a little space between your lips just for a piece of paper. Okay? Yeah, Fawad knows how to do it. Qa'iman. He's doing it so well. Okay. Bil qist. Qist. When you stop here, ta is be changed to a sakin ta, right?
Yes.
You should produce a
bouncing
or a qalqala sound. Then, la jim tells you it is jais, of course. We have mentioned it. La ilaha illa huwa al-azizul hakim. If you stop at the word hakim, if you don't want to continue to the next word, to the next ayah, okay? Stop here. Prolong the sound. Hakim. Maddul arid.
Listen.
The very, very important tajweed rules. Actually, all the important tajweed rules I think we've mentioned here, alhamdulillah, in this ayah. Make sure you practice, inshallah, well. And yes, that's all. Thank you so much, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, and brothers and sisters who have been with us listening to IRIB English Radio. We really recommend you stay with IRIB English Radio. If you want to learn Quran with tajweed and some tafsiri, actually, points, we are here with you to help you, inshallah. See you in the coming sessions, the same time. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahu.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به